As Pharaoh's heart hardens, God continues to prove God's existence and subsequently, God's strength. Plagues are unleashed and God's signs ultimately convince Pharaoh to let the Hebrew slaves leave Egypt. In the Torah, God's signs come in the form of locusts and darkness. Today, we often see God's signs through the courage displayed by human beings. In the Middle East, we are hearing reports of hostages asking for other hostages to be released first, trying to get the elderly and ill out of harm's way. One hostage, a Gam Burger, braided other hostages' hair as an act of defiance and hope. Leary Albag was said to have convinced her captors to stop abusing another hostage. All are wonders of the human heart's ability to push the limits we think are set before us. God's signs are in motion in the moments we feel most depleted. Mitzrayim, Egypt, is translated as narrowness. It is a transition out of narrow thinking and narrow believing that allows God to enter this world. God's signs abound. May our narrowness dissipate, hearts expand and God's presence flood the world with a renewed and lasting hope. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Nicole Guzik is Senior Rabbi at Sinai Temple. She can be reached at her Facebook page at Rabbi Nicole Guzik or on Instagram at Rabbi Guzik. For more writings, visit Rabbi Guzik's blog section from Sinai Temple's website.